Blog Talk Radio.
So, yes, oh, thank you, babe. Have you seen my brush? If you haven't, I'll find it. Okay. That's just what I feel. I really think I really feel this way. I really think that Nicki Minaj is the greatest female MC. It's facts. It's all facts. Like, who is better than Nicki Minaj? Oh! 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 Let's bring that back. Let's bring that back. All right. What's going on, everybody? Welcome. Hello. All right. So if you are a returning subscriber, then you know how this goes. Some shit might shut down, some shit might shut off, but we will get through the show, okay? And if you're new, welcome and hello. Now, we got to get into some things today. I have the lines open. Feel free to dial in now, 563-999-3658, because I'm ready to argue, okay? So tonight's topic, Nicki Minaj, the greatest female rapper of all time. Yes. A lot of people don't agree with that. I seen this lady. She said, are you trolling for views? I mean, for clicks? No. Listen, I didn't really get to do a full-on review of Nicki and her Queen Radio. So I thought we would do a live and talk about it. Here's the thing, guys. Whether you like Nicki's personality or whether you don't like what you feel she did to Lil' Kim, Nicki Minaj cannot be beat when it comes to lyricism, delivery, punchlines, metaphors. Her craftsmanship and her artisticness is unmatched by any other female. There is no female that can out-rap her. And please, I am of a particular age, but I'm not of the particular age. So don't take me all the way back to MC Lyte. Okay? Got me at Missy Elliott. But even the only person I would consider being better than Nicki Minaj or on the level would be someone like a Missy Elliott. But the thing is, for me, because Missy Elliott was innovative and different. But Missy Elliott, again, was very masculine looking. We didn't know if Missy Elliott was a lesbian, Missy Elliott was straight. She wasn't feminine. Nicki Minaj embodies a woman, femininity, Barbie, girly things. Even Little Kim. Little Kim, as feminine and as raunchy as she was, she sounded like a dude. Foxy Brown sounds like a dude. Remy Ma sounds like a dude. We won't go beyond that because no one else can rap better than Nicki Minaj. Now, what I'm saying is Nicki Minaj came up with a sound that was super, like she made feminine, being feminine okay to rap. Like it was a point in time where all the women were trying to sound like dudes. And Nicki Minaj, when she came out, she changed the game. And she's had some trial and error. She isn't perfect, but who is perfect? Nobody's perfect. But this last album, the Queen album, wasn't that great, but I think that she knows that. It wasn't that many hits off that album, but I think she's at a place where she's happy and she's going to bring some new music. She just needed to figure out where she wanted to take it. And I think a lot of things were going on in her personal life where she couldn't focus on the music as much. Now that she's in her relationship, she seems to be happier. Things are starting to seem like they're more clear, and she has a direction and she has a support system. So I feel as though now we are going to get the best parts of Nicki Minaj. And when we know when she puts her best foot forward, it's absolute mayhem. But before we go too far in depth in the conversation, I want to shout out, well, and this is also related to Nicki Minaj, too. Nicki Minaj has overcome, like, a lot of objections. She's overcome the blackballing of the radio stations. You know, DJ Envy recently admitted that he blackballed Nicki Minaj, which was ridiculous. But Nicki Minaj got into it with DJ Self, you know, over at Power 105, and that's all DJ Envy over there. So he didn't want to play her music. I don't really feel like that's the only thing it is. I think they kind of feel some type of way over there at the Breakfast Club because she won't go on their show anymore and do any more interviews. But why would she do interviews when all you guys do is shit on her and you don't do any research, you know? But she was able to even overcome that. Now, I say that to say that I would like to give a special shout out to the Star Report for shouting me out in his live earlier today. I did not see it, but someone sent it to me, and I was really, really grateful and thankful for that because, you know, I watch Star on Everyday Struggle. I watch him on YouTube. You know, I like how he does. He doesn't really give a shit. He's a troll, you know. But he seems like an overall good guy, but he's a shock jock, and he'll say some uncomfortable shit sometime. But he gave me a real heartfelt compliment, and it was a genuine shout-out, and I really want to say, you know, thank you for that because going through this journey, you know, I've had people that I've looked up to, mentored with, and they've been trash. And they've tried to stop me from growing. Hell, they even teamed up together to try to, you know, I don't know what the fuck that was supposed to do, but I guess that was supposed to show that they fuck with each other and they don't fuck with me. But against all odds, we still prevail and we're still going to be seen and we're still lit. So I just want to say shout out to the real niggas out there that see the channel, that are supporting the channel and all that good stuff. Now, you know, I'm like Nicki Minaj out here. You know what I'm saying? Like, these niggas just can't keep a kid down. You know what I'm saying? You just can't keep me down. Now, I want to know what some of you guys think. The number is 563-999-36. Uh-oh, something is going on. Let me see. Are we good? Can y'all see me? It's not back on? It should be back on. I don't know what that was. What that was doing. It was a little bit of the internet. Huh? No, it should be back up. Something's going on with the internet. All right, y'all. So I really respect what she was able to do. Now, this song, y'all, this Barbie Going Bad is a banger to me. You know, she talking her shit in here. I don't know if I can play too much of this song without getting copyright. Hopefully I don't, but let's listen to this shit. Like, she snapped on this. What is going on? It just keeps disconnecting. What the heck? What's running? Let me see. Y'all know how this go. I told y'all this how it go. Yeah, it keeps kicking me off like I'm running too many programs, and this should not be the case. We do this every day. All right, y'all, we might have to bring this back. Huh? It did? Oh, wow. What happened? Oh, is that what it was? Oh, you know what? That could be. It's still connected and reconnected now. That's weird. All right, so we're going to talk about everything. We're going to talk about how I feel like Nicki Minaj is the hottest female rapper of all time, and we're going to talk about if Drake tried to end her. I'm not going to play that song, because when I start playing that song, the shit start cutting off. So I don't know if YouTube is like, you can't play no music. So I ain't going to play the song. Now, a lot of people were not, well, maybe they just didn't care or they didn't talk about it, but I want to talk about something, and I want to know what you guys think. Now, I'm going to tell you, what I'm saying here is strictly a reach. I mean, I don't know this anything to be fact or true. I'm definitely reaching because I don't have any hardcore evidence, but it makes for good conversation. Now, my thought is, did Drake try to kill Nicki Minaj? And here's my theory. I believe yes. I don't feel like he deliberately tried to kill her, but if she'd have got killed in the midst of some shit, then it just was what it was. I don't know if he sent warning shots, but something transpired because, you know, Drake and Nicki Minaj, they have like this love-hate brother or sister relationship. If you ask me, I feel like maybe somewhere along the lines when they first met, maybe they tried to do a little something. It just didn't work out, but it never really took off, okay? Drake has an ego. He's sensitive. Nicki Minaj has the ego. She's sensitive. And somewhere along the lines, they're very, very, very petty with each other. Like, Drake will go and be with Quality Control and sit with the Migos and Travis Scott and Meek Mill and Cardi B when knowingly that Nicki Minaj doesn't fuck with any of them. But then Nicki Minaj will go and sit with Soulja Boy, Tekashi 6ix9ine, Kanye West, and things like that, knowing that Drake doesn't fuck with them. So they do that kind of stuff back and forth with each other to piss each other off. Now, the reason why I believe that he may have tried to end her in her song with the Barbie doing going bad, she said, my brother tried to end me, dog. Now, the only thing that I could think of that in that part, outside of, you know, because we did dissect the part where she admitted that she was sleeping with Quavo. But my brother tried to end me, dog. I'm trying to think. If I was Nicki Minaj, I put that in the record. I let it be a bridge. And it wasn't too much bass because I wanted people to hear it. So I wanted people to think about what does that mean? Because the people have been wanting to know why Nicki Minaj and Drake are not friends. So obviously she wanted us to think about that. And the only thing I could think of is when Nicki Minaj, Tekashi 6ix9ine, and Kanye West were supposed to shoot the Mama video that was on the Tekashi 6ix9ine album and in Beverly Hills, and there was this imaginary, or it was just like this random shooting. And sources are saying, well, people were saying that it was Nicki Minaj's room. I'm not really sure if it was ever her room or it just made for a better story, but Nicki Minaj was not there. Kanye West and Tekashi 6ix9ine was there, however. Now, Tekashi, whenever he did interviews, he never really mentioned that shooting. I mean, and when it got brought up, he really didn't seem to know why that shooting happened or where it came from. Like, the shootings in New York, he knew about. Like, that shooting in L.A. was so random and so weird. It was almost like that was one of the most pristine areas in Beverly Hills, but there are thugs that know where you are, Tekashi and Kanye West, and they're shooting at the house. Why would they be shooting? Now, here's the thing. The reason why I feel it, though, there's some truth to this, because literally weeks later, Kanye West went on a Twitter rant and was basically saying that Drake was threatening him, and Drake, if something happens to him, it's Drake. Now, XXXTentacion said the same thing. And if you look at the Sicko Mode video, there's with Travis Scott and Drake. It's just so weird and creepy to me. There's a part, and if you blink, you'll miss it. But there's a part where there's like a meteor coming down, and it's smashing a person that looks like XXXTentacion, like he killed him, you know? And Drake makes, like, Drake, after listening to, like, some of his music, he makes reference to, you know, putting hits out. Like, he'll say, my dog said he'll do it for a Louis belt. You know what I mean? Like, things like that. Like, what? Obviously, that means, like, you find niggas that really don't give a fuck, and you can just give them a Louis Vuitton belt, and they'll go kill a nigga for you. Like, he says a lot of different things like that in different songs, and I'm like, this nigga will be on some shit like that. And this is now the third person that said something. Okay. It was XXX first. It was Kanye second. And then it was Nicki Minaj. And then Kanye West said something that was also very interesting. He was like, XXX is dead and Tekashi is locked up. Like, let's chill. Why did Kanye West mention that? Not to mention, Drake, remember that there was a clip of Drake and Nicki Minaj on Instagram, and Drake said, what's the name of that song? Fifi? Like, he was being shady towards Tekashi. Then on the Tyga Drip song featuring Nicki Minaj, one of the last bars was, Had him in his feelings since he seen me in Fifi. So it's some correlation with Drake, Tekashi 6ix9ine, XXX, Kanye, Nicki. There's something there. There's something there. And I really honestly believe it started with QC. I feel as though Drake, it was supposed to be Young Money, but then, you know, he's OVO, and then he's with QC. He's got the QC chains, and if you don't know QC, QC is like Quality Control Music, so they're like the new Young Money right now. Like, QC. It's the City Girls. It's the Migos. It's Lil Baby. It's Cardi B. Like, if you want to be with any management right now, you want to be with QC because they are what Young Money was. And what Drake is doing is just kind of like making sure he stays relevant, you know, and then with, of course, affiliation with Travis Scott. And I feel as though Nicki Minaj, well, you know, Lil Wayne has Young Money. So I felt like Nicki Minaj and Lil Wayne was trying to get it together, set something up with Lil Wayne, Nicki Minaj, Tyga, Tekashi 6ix9ine, because you remember Tekashi was supposed to be going on tour with Nicki Minaj, and then with affiliations of with affiliations with Kanye West. And it makes perfect sense. None of the people on either side really fuck with each other, except Drake and Lil Wayne for now that we know of. It was just interesting to me. Like, you know, Tyga and Travis Scott obviously wouldn't fuck with each other. Nicki and Cardi obviously don't fuck with each other. You know what I'm saying? Drake and Tekashi don't really fuck with each other. The Migos don't really fuck with Tekashi and Tyga. Like, you know, so I think it started there. And then when Drake kind of picked a side with Travis Scott, when Nicki Minaj was going on her rants about Travis Scott and things like that. And then it just went left because Nicki Minaj started fucking with Tekashi and Kanye West, and Drake wasn't really feeling Tekashi or Kanye West. And so all of a sudden now they're at this mansion, they're shooting a music video, and there's guns going off. So, I mean, I could be reaching, but look, 1 + 1 = 2, and it all seems to make sense. What y'all think? Y'all think it's a reach? Do you feel like he tried to end Nicki Minaj? Let me know. Let's really get into it. Let's really get into some things and let's talk about it today. Like, I got some time. I want to know what y'all think. How y'all feel about the whole situation? Do you feel like Drake tried to end Nicki Minaj? It is a conspiracy. But it's a damn good one. They're talking about, I know too much. I got to delete this live later. Somebody said he tried to end her. Somebody said, I'm making hella sense right now. Yeah, this is what I do. Call in. Let's talk about it. 563-999-3658. And while we're doing that, I want to shout out to my guy. I did this on the earlier live, but it got shut down. I want to shout out to my guy, Star. Shout out to you, Star, for recognizing a young king over here doing my thug thizzle, doing my thing, and giving me a shout out on your platform, sir. I've watched you and on Everyday Struggle. I think that you're hilarious. I think that you're a troll. You're a shock jock and you're what the fuckery, but I'm entertained. So thank you for recognizing the work that I put in over here. And thank you for, you know, for the shout out today, because I do feel like it was genuine. You know, not enough people that are legends and higher up are willing to shout out those that are coming up in fear that over some bullshit. So shout out to being a real nigga to you. And let's keep it lit. I also want to shout out to Lovely T and Layla Lynn as well. I like all of them. You know, some real ass people. All right. So let's get into these calls. 318-9251. Did Drake try to end Nicki Minaj?
Oh, man. And my brother tried to end me, dog.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Omar.
Hey, what you think?
Man, listen, she either talking about Drake or she talking about her real blood brother, okay?
I don't think she talk about her real brother, though, because she wouldn't touch that. She's not going too far because that's too heavy. That's too heavy.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. That's true.
That's way too heavy for that song.
Maybe she, I thought maybe at first she probably threw that line in there right quick because people have been kind of like trying to make it seem like she needs to address that whole thing.
Uh-huh.
So I was thinking that at first. But then when I thought about that shooting, I was like, oh, man, it could be that dirty-ass nigga Drake. That's a dirty.
Yeah, because that shooting was so random and nobody really talked about it. And nobody really dissected that line. And nobody
exactly.
really put together what's going on. Like, if you really sit back, I don't know if you've seen the Nicki Minaj Good Form video.
Mm-hmm.
The remix. So if you've seen the remix, I don't know the other two guys. I'm assuming those are producers or just some behind the scenes niggas. But at the end of the video, it was Lil Wayne, it was Tyga, it was Nicki Minaj and two other guys, and they were saying, like, you know, they like the new Young Money, and Drake wasn't there.
Mm, yeah.
But Drake is over there with QC, Quality Control Music, with the Migos, Lil Baby, Cardi B, Travis Scott affiliate, you know what
you
I'm
know
saying?
What?
City Girls.
And you know what? Drake been mm-hmm. trying to be from the South, so I wouldn't be surprised if he anything that comes with the South, he wants to be affiliated with. That's how he started rapping. So
mm-hmm.
I don't put anything behind Drake. But what I will say for the people in the comments, if y'all think Jay Prince is gonna be somewhere doing Drake dirty work, whatever hits he putting out or whatever on people, y'all really don't know what Jay Prince is really about. Jay Prince is that nigga. He ain't doing nobody dirty work.
Mm-hmm.
That's not going like this. So whatever Drake got going on, he is getting the niggas that's doing it for Louis Bell. Because it ain't no Jay
right.
Prince.
No, honestly. Seriously. He's got to
and
be doing
you know
something.
What? And also, I really think Drake been salty for a while. Because I think Drake wanted Nicki. But
you do.
Drake is not Nicki's type.
Hold on.
I don't think Drake is nowhere near Nicki's type. I think he's been salty for a long time about that.
Say that one more time. I have to step out.
I said I think Drake has been salty for a long time because he wanted Nicki, and Nicki, that's not her cup of tea. Like Drake is, mm-hmm. come on, like look at the guys that she's been in relationships with. No, Drake is nowhere near her type,
uh-huh.
and I think he's been salty about that for a while. I think they done had behind the scenes little tips about it,
mm-hmm.
and she done like made up with him in a sense of loyalty and family. Now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what happened that broke the ties,
mm-hmm.
but I really feel like the ties have been broken. And speaking of ties, he really gave all the tea in the song Mob Ties. Real time.
Well, yeah, and listen to the title, Mob Ties.
Exactly. I'm sick of these niggas. Hide some help. Get rid of these niggas. Come on.
Get
now.
Rid of these niggas?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right.
Come on.
And that shows how comfortable he is in his position as well, Armand.
Right.
Who is going to make a song like that if they're not comfortable in the fact?
And the only thing I could think of is why hasn't he done anything to push a T? That was what was interesting. But I think he retaliated on Kanye West in place of Pusha T.
But see, here's the thing about Pusha T with Drake. Drake is never going to do anything to Pusha T because Pusha T is that nigga. Like, he really, you know, this street stuff that he done there. Drake know
mm-hmm.
he can't really touch Pusha T like that. Look what happened when he tried to get somebody to mess with him at that concert and how that boy got beat up by all Pusha
mm-hmm.
T security and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Pusha T had security in the audience because he had already got word
that Drake
that
was on that.
Might go down that night. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he tried it. It didn't work. I don't think he's ever going to bother Pusha T again. But Kanye is an easy target.
Yeah.
Because I personally think Drake gets off on the shits and giggles. I think he's really petty that way.
Uh-huh.
Like, I think, not yesterday, when she did drop the song on Queen Radio, he put out a thing on his stories with just laughing emojis and then deleted it.
Yeah. Well,
like, he's petty like that. So
yeah,
I can
very
see
petty.
Him picking with Kanye just because he know Kanye is, he's going to get a row out of Kanye. I think he
mm-hmm.
does that on purpose.
Mm-hmm. But you do think, do you think that, what do you think happened at that apart, at that how, at that video shoot in Beverly Hills, though? That's very interesting.
I think somebody told Nikki beforehand, because remember, Nikki
yes.
ended up being late to the video shoot.
Well, Nikki is always late. If anything, I really feel like Drake might have talked to Nikki and seen what, where she was at, but sent some warning shots over there. I don't know if he really tried to end her, but he was willing to let her know, bitch, you can get it too. Like, that's, I don't know.
And
I don't know.
Horrible. And that would explain, like, the emotion in when she said it. Like, the way she said it in the song. And, you know, when you brought this up, you were absolutely right. She dropped. She made sure the song was way, way in the back when she
mm-hmm.
said that part.
She was very
like,
clear and letting us know,
yeah,
my brother
clear.
Tried to end me, dog. Like this motherfucker tried
and
to
you know
kill
what?
Me.
She said this on Queen Radio before, too. Remember when she said, when she was talking about the other stuff with Cardi and all that stuff, and she was like, oh, there's a big male rapper that is trying to stop stuff for me, like, but I'm not going to speak on that. Like, she hinted at something like that before on Queen Radio.
Yes. Hold on. I want to shout out
she
to my girls in the chat. Shout out to CJ and Sade. I just want to shout out to them because they those are my one of my day one girls. Listen, without them, I probably wouldn't even be making videos. They the ones who put me on to making videos, okay? But Carla, you are really on point. You know, I'm working on this new thing that I'm not releasing it yet. But I need to
mm-hmm.
keep your information around because you're pretty good. We might need to have you on as a correspondent.
I would love to, darling. And guess what? Guess who I am, though, Armand? The girl y'all laughed at when I submitted my song last week. But it's all good.
Oh, really?
Yes, the song Mad that y'all played. It was like right at the end when you was right to get ready to close it. And I sent
bitch.
That old song, and I was like, well, let me just send it and see what's up. It was so funny, though. I wasn't even salty about it. I was laughing the whole time.
But listen, you got to submit your songs again. Dying. Listen, the contest is not over. We will be picking a winner. Well, the winner is already chosen for this month.
Uh-huh.
But we need more submissions. But I'm about to change the game in a few weeks anyway. So don't even worry about it. There's going to be a lot more opportunities to get some music out and get some things out. Trust me, we got a lot of stuff cooking here. This is what I does. Y'all have my full attention now, okay? But remember,
you know what,
I want to hear from you.
The show is actually great. The show is actually great, to tell you the truth. I'm going to keep submitting because actually that show is great for, like, developing your sound because you
mm-hmm.
can submit stuff just to see how people are feeling it, you know what I'm
mm-hmm.
saying, and get some feedback, you know, because a lot of people that make music, they don't have that kind of feedback, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
quiet as it's kept, I really think you need to charge more than $10, boo. But you know.
Yeah, but you know, we're growing. We're not going to rob the people yet, but eventually we will, you know.
Gotcha.
But I really wanted to be, I like music and I like this. I love what I do. And for the people that are,
right.
you know, watching and pouring in, you know, hey, I just want to give back the best way that I can. So I try to keep it like that. But listen, I want to hear from
I
you again,
it.
And thank you for being on all the lives. Thank you for supporting all the shows, okay? Thank you so much.
I sure will. You're welcome. Bye-bye, love.
Bye. All right, let's take another caller. 813-9189, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand.
Hey, what's going on, boo?
Hey, so I just want to say that I feel like Drake has been trying Nicki since Cardi, before even Cardi B got even real big. Remember when Cardi B was going around touring before she got huge? She was posting like pictures with like Beyonce and Drake and everybody else. And it was like, huh? What is this? This was way before Tekashi and all that. So So I don't know if he's been feeling some type of way, but I feel like he really is comfortable in his position and what he's doing. I feel like Nikki was hurt. I feel like she gave him time to, you know, for them to mend, and now it's like, no, like, you basically went all the way to the other side. And it's like, what's the relationship with him and Drake? Are they cool? Is he just outed? Like, did they replace him with Tyga? What's the Tyga? You know, what's really going on?
Who? Oh, you talking about Soulja Boy?
No, did they replace Tyga? You know, because Tyga was on the outs with Young Money. Now Drake is.
Yeah, well, Drake's thing is this. I'll tell you this is my theory on what Drake is doing. Drake is not wanting to lose that spot of being Drake. And obviously right now, Young Money is not as hot as it used to be. Lil Wayne was trying to figure out his shit. Quality QC Music is the hottest thing right now. You got the Migos,
true,
you got Cardi B, you got the City Girls, you got Lil Baby. So what Drake does, he goes and does work with them, and then he becomes the bigger star there, and he just kind of like puts them under his wing. It's kind of like what Beyonce does when somebody new and hot is coming up. She'll immediately go work with them, like how she did with like Lady Gaga and Shakira and like women that were coming up, like Beyonce would like come and sun them in a video. So Drake does that. But then QC, the management, he goes and buys Drake chains and necklaces. So they're building their empire over there. If you have Drake on your side and you have Travis Scott, you got the Migos, you got Cardi B, you got the City Girls, Lil Baby, you got all the hottest young talent right now over there. Drake is just moving strategically, so he remains on top.
But you think that if he didn't do that, he would not be on top, though? Because he's still Drake by himself.
Well, remember, what was it? Was it last year or before the Views album? Remember, everybody thought Drake had fell off, and Migos was running it in 2017.
Yeah, when it came out about his about somebody, people writing for him and stuff like that.
Yeah, like Drake was gone for a minute.
Yeah.
Like, this was like, where's Drake? And then he put out an album, and it flopped.
Yeah, I feel like Nikki got hit, and that's probably why she got with her boo, because her boo can provide her protection, because Drake, they probably all in cahoots with it now. Like, let's get her. Let's throw her off. We need Cardi B.
This is how I kind of feel like what happened with Nikki. I feel as though Nikki tried to do the thing with Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne got his own shit that he working out. He can't really do too much. Nicki Minaj needed a man, not a soft man. She needed a real nigga. Like, that's why she went and got them bloods. Like, she needed some confidence.
Mm-hmm.
She needed some niggas, because she was a woman arguing with men, rappers,
on her
media,
own. Exactly.
On her own. She had no real nigga standing up for her, and the niggas that were there were playing like women, like bitches. Like, they were like being petty and catty. And so she like, y'all, like, y'all are some men. And so she got a real hood ass nigga that's like, he willing to get his hands, feet, and everything dirty. Like, he got her name tattooed on his neck. Like, so now she talking big shit. So now I feel like Nicki Minaj is at a point where she's trying to start her own empire. That's why that whole heavy on it, you know, heavy on the sleeves, that whole sleeves thing is like a new wave now. Like, it was the whole, you know, Cardi B and Offset and the Migos, they started the drip. Now we got Nicki Minaj with the sleeves. You know, it's heavy on it. Like, it's sleeves. You know, like, it's like she got her own thing that she cooking up. Watch her. Watch. I'm telling you. Like, she's coming.
So,
and that's why she got Juice WRLD. Oh, go ahead.
So what do you
she
think
got,
about
Soulja Boy? Go ahead.
These rappers that come on her queen radio, do you think that she would get upset if they worked with Cardi B? Do you think that people have to choose sides? What do you think about that?
They're not going to work with Cardi B. Anybody that's going to go over there is already a side chosen. If you remember, Soulja Boy went on Queen Radio, and what did he specifically say? He said, I'm the king of rap right now, so I gotta be with the queen. You know, Nicki Minaj has adapted the being the bad guy, and so she affiliates herself with other bad guys. Soulja Boy's a bad guy. He's with her, you know. But now Soulja Boy came back because he wasn't feeling Tekashi. Tekashi was gonna take that spot. Remember, Tekashi was set to be on tour with Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah.
Tekashi was on, and Tekashi was not fucking with Cardi B. It was the two hottest rappers in New York, and the two hottest rappers in the industry right now were Cardi B and Tekashi 6ix9ine. So that was the way that Nicki Minaj was going to get in, because she was with Tekashi, and Tekashi was like, "Fuck Cardi B," and then he was like, "Fuck Drake, fuck everybody. I'm over here with the queen." But Tekashi fucked up. So now you got Soulja Boy back. So Soulja Boy done went over and picked a side with Nicki Minaj. He ain't going over there with Drake. Drake's not fucking with Soulja Boy. Come on
and
now.
And Soulja Boy's popping right now, too. He is popping 10. Like, if y'all ain't watch Celebrity Hip Hop Boot Camp, y'all need to get on that, because that shit is hilarious.
Yes, Carla. But, that's kind of what I'm feeling like. What you think?
I mean, Nicki's the queen. We want the old Nicki back. We miss mixtape Nicki, so let's get it. We need this music. I don't care about it being petty. Like, wait, okay, I got a question. Are you going to do a live about this Cardi B residency? Are we ever going to talk about this?
You know what? We can talk about that. I really wasn't really thinking about it, but if you want me to dig into it, I can definitely look into it.
Because all these people are getting residencies, and, like, Drake got one. I can understand Drake having one, but Cardi B, bruh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Are we seriously paying this money for one album? Like, no.
Well, you're paying for it because people are buying it, and she's selling out, and she's viral content. You know, she's hot.
Yeah.
She's hot, but she's not great. She just sells tickets.
Look, it's sympathy and payola, period.
All right. Thank you, caller.
All right. Love you. Bye.
The call lines are still open, 563-999-3658. The call lines are clear right now. This is the time. If you wanted to call in, call in. This is just like, you know, a chill live. We're just getting into some things. Did Drake, you know, try to end Nicki Minaj? I feel as though, you know, Drake, I think he did. I really think he did, because if you notice, what video was that? It was the half off, what was it? Half back video. She had a scorpion being dismantled. You know, that's the Drake, the scorpion thing. Something happened, and I don't think they're coming back from it. Nicki Minaj and Drake have been known to get into it on and off throughout their whole careers. But I think this time it's gone too far. And I think Drake has reached a level of celebrity, and I think Drake has reached a level of I don't give a fuck. I think he's reached a level of status to where he's going to make decisions for himself. He's not going to lose his spot, and he also doesn't want people to think that he's soft. You know, because some people think that Drake was soft, but he plays this role to the public like he's a nice guy, but behind closed doors, you know, he'll hire some help. Let's get into some things. Like, what y'all thinking? Are y'all liking the background? You know, I'm really inspired by, when I went to New York, I was really inspired by the graffiti art and things like that. So I think I want to start, you know, if you guys know any painters out there, like, I want to decorate my studio with some graffiti art. Send me some stuff. I'll do some reviews on pictures, and we'll show your art and stuff. I really like this. It's so interesting. I love it. 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 So that's another thing that I want to kind of get into as well. All right. So let's see what we got going on, y'all. Let's see what we got going on. So that's what I'm thinking. So y'all don't want to talk today. Y'all being shy today. All right. Let's go to the comments and see what the people are saying in the comments. I haven't seen any pictures of his baby. Let's see. All right, baby, call in. You could go live if you want to go live, baby. You got Skype? Let's go. call in, baby, or you want to go live. We could do a show too. We could, you know, I got Skype too, girl. We could get it popping over here, baby, okay? Let's see. She says she want to call in. One of my babies want to call in. All right. So, anyways, I just thought it would be an interesting conversation to really break that down, because a lot of people were not talking about that. You know, I like to talk about the off subjects when it comes to Nicki Minaj, because Nicki Minaj gives you the answers. So does Drake. Nicki Minaj gives you the answers in her song. Drake gives you the answers in the song. You just really got to pay attention. And if you let it ride, you might miss something. Excuse me. All right, 678-1775. You're live on the air.
What's up, baby?
Hey, baby, what are you doing?
Hey, baby, I'm tuning to you, baby.
Yes, I was trying to say, if you want to come in, you know, I could have put you in on the show, girl. You ready for that?
Not yet. But I did want to say, listen.
Okay.
Nicki Minaj, you are 100% correct. Nicki Minaj proved on Queen Radio why she is the best rapper alive. Okay? She proved that shit. 100%. Them two freestyles that she came out right, she bodied that shit. 100%.
Yes.
She talked her shit. And she talked her shit about these niggas blacklisting her. She talked her shit about these niggas that's teaming up, who couldn't have her. So they team up against her, because that's what haters do. When they can't fuck with you and they can't have you, they all team up together. So she bodied them niggas in her rap. You know what I'm saying? So Nicki is proving why she's the best rapper alive. She better than these niggas. And I'm going to tell you why she fucked with Soulja Boy.
Okay.
She fucked with Soulja Boy because Soulja Boy talk his shit.
Mm-hmm.
Whether people disagree with it or whether people agree with it, he's not out here politically correct.
Mm-hmm.
You get what I'm saying? And that's what she's
saying. No, I definitely agree. And I feel like Nicki Minaj definitely... Well, I don't know if I'm going to go all the way to greatest rapper, but I mean, we could argue it, because anytime you body Eminem, Kanye West, and Jay-Z on a record, then I mean, to me, you the greatest. But I will say these last two freestyles, this is old Nicki. This is the Nicki that we was looking for. She bodied all of that, and she told a lot. But a lot of people missed it. She told us that she fucked Quavo. And she let us know that Drake tried to kill her. A lot of people were focusing on the Meek Mill and the Cardi B shade, but we get that.
Right.
We know that Partisan was shading Nicki Minaj because Partisan had the what's the name of that song, that the video she just did?
Money.
No. Half. What's the Nicki Minaj song? The video, the Hard White. So Partisan used that beat first. So he was throwing shade at Nicki Minaj because she used it later. Whatever. We got that. We got that Cardi B shade. But I was trying to figure out, you know, where was the tea with Soulja Boy with Drake and Quavo. But I think you're right. Nicki Minaj cannot be fucked with, but she just needed to get around some real niggas. I think that's what it really was.
That's what it was. She had to get around not these niggas, these dick and a booty ass niggas. She had to get around some real niggas, some real supporters, some niggas that's on her team. And now that she got them niggas around her, not Safari, not Drake, not these industry ass, oily booty ass niggas. She had to get with some niggas that's like, look, talk your motherfucking shit. You got some shooters behind you. So now she's feeling that confidence now. And that's why she's on her shit. And she didn't put her shit out on iTunes. She didn't put her shit out on Tidal. She put her shit out on an independent platform where she can really count her streams, because these niggas out here are against her. And that's why she's the greatest rapper alive.
And she's letting niggas know, let this be a warning, because you can hear the confidence now. Like, I got real niggas behind me. You know, the man, people talk shit about the man that she's with, but let's be very clear. They was offering that nigga $25,000 to do interviews. And he was like, we don't do interviews. That shit is for bozos. It's not no Safari
real
situation over here. It's a real nigga over here. So if y'all even try to run up, It's heavy on the sleeve. It's heavy on it.
Hello.
It's heavy. It's heavy on the sleeve. It's heavy on it. Let's go.
Exactly.
Heavy on it.
Listen, she don't have these oily niggas behind her no more. We not fucking with these industry niggas no more. She got some real niggas behind her. So she gonna talk her shit. Okay? We not following behind this industry shit no more because these industry niggas not loyal. Simple. Mm-hmm. Period. Period. And that's why she the best rapper fucking alive.
Baby, I fuck with that. All right, baby. Thank you. We gotta take another caller. All right. All right. 313-7446. You're live on the air.
What's up, Armand?
What's going on, bro? How are you?
Here. What's up? It's C the Beauty Diva from the 313 from Detroit. I like to think I'm a sensible Barb, so I'm objective. And
okay. Let's get into it.
Some real, okay? Okay. So everything you're saying is 100% correct, okay?
Okay.
These people have been trying, Nikki. Let's just start there. But I do think it's a reason why people really don't like Nikki. I'm not saying she's 100% perfect, but what I do think is, I think as far as the industry-wise, the reason why she has a lot of people against her is because Nikki doesn't take any shit. You know, she when she came in the game, a lot of people thought, you know, she was going to just let everybody write her rhymes and just, you know, push her over. But because she actually, you know, is a boss bitch, sometimes when being a boss bitch, you know, you can rub people the wrong way. Like, the whole reason why she have beef with Atlantic really is really because she did not agree to all their terms, you know. When it comes to Drake in particular, I understand where Nikki's coming from. Drake has been throwing shots. He threw shots at her on Quavo's album. He's been throwing shots for a while. I think the biggest thing with Drake, I don't know if you watch any, like, of Lil Wayne documentaries. He talks
no,
about
I haven't
they
seen
always
it.
Fall out.
Yeah, they do. I knew that. That's obvious.
Yes. A lot of people with, and I remember when Tyga got into it with Drake, the biggest thing he was saying, like, you know, y'all don't know the shit this nigga do behind the scenes. You know, Drake, he's really shady. And I'm a big Drake fan. I've been messing with Drake since Degrassi days. But one thing, I have to be honest, Drake does things behind the scenes, you know. And him, the whole thing with him teaming up with QC, you know, they already got beef with Nikki. Then you're going to sit up there and go live with Steph LaDon, a girl who just made a diss track with Nikki the day before. You go live with her.
See, I didn't know that.
Oh, you ain't know about that? Oh, I'm surprised you didn't know about that. Summer Bunny exposed a lot of shit, too, about old girl. So she had Steph LaDon. She's a UK, like,
rapper. Yeah, I know that.
So, you know, she made a diss track on Nikki or whatever.
Oh, wow.
That same day or the day later, Drake was on her live talking about we going to go out and all this stuff. Barbs went crazy on the girl's live. Yes. So then I guess it was like a few days after that, it was pictures leaked online, you know, him and Steph at a restaurant all cozy up and stuff. This is like, what, a week after she made the diss track? Summer Bunny exposed how, bitch, I was there with you. Drake, you did not meet up with Drake on a date. What happened was you followed Drake to try to get a picture because you knew paparazzi was there. To make Nikki mad. So it's a whole, I think Drake and Nikki, I think that's probably done. Because Drake, I think he crossed the line. It's one thing to have beef with your own brother or whatever. You know, they like to call each other brother and sister. But when you going over to my ops, no. And people think Kanye was crazy when he said the same thing about Drake. Drake does shady stuff. He does shady stuff. But that's just real, you know. Just
all right. Thank you, caller. Now, thank you for that, too. Shout out to the 313. Love you, too.
Yes.
All right. Private caller, you're live on the air. What's going on, baby? Talk to me. Let's get into some things.
Hey, Armand. It's Auntie Paulette. I'm not a
bar. Auntie Paulette.
I'm not a bar, but I'm an auntie. Look, let me check this out. Okay, niece Nikki, she been talking that shit. She's been coming out She's been talking that shit. It's just now that she got this thug-ass man on the right side of her hip, all these industry hoe-ass niggas not trying her. They're not so quick to try her. Have we not noticed that? Has anyone
right.
not noticed?
No,
they don't
want to
get knocked the fuck out.
Well, she got real gully. She even started talking about, you know, half of you niggas owe me money. Like, she talking that shit now. Like, she talking
yeah.
big shit in these free sales. She's ready for smoke. Like, but
oh,
I,
yeah.
what I also,
she ready.
What I also like about Zubanga and this new sleaze, heavy on it movement that they got, I like that this guy, whoever he is, he's influencing her in the right direction, because she said he put her on to Little Baby, and he's probably telling her, listen, this is the new way of music. This is the new sound. Like, get up on it. Like, get gully. Go back to the hood. Like, he's gotten her back to a place where she loves music again, because now she feels like she has a man in her corner and she has support. She's been fighting so long by herself that she didn't have that support from a male, but she's fighting in a male-dominated industry against some of the most popular men in the industry, and those were supposed to be her friends, and they're fucking her over. So now she has a man that's her love interest, and that he's not taking no shit, and he don't want to be a celebrity. So she feel like, all right, we can go now, because now I'm protected. Like, she can walk into meetings. She can go places comfortably because her nigga's there with all his goons.
Oh, exactly. Now, when I use the term ho-ass nigga, it has no basis in color. When I say ho-ass nigga, I'm talking about these soft publicists, these record executives,
ooh.
And so forth
ooh.
And so on. All over are ho-ass niggas. Now, Nicki Minaj, my young niece, I hope she's tuning in to your show. But hold your head proud. You're making me proud as an older woman, independent, doing it on your own. She's thinking methodically. She has several revenue streams of income.
Mm-hmm.
She's not willing to be pigeonholed and stuck or backed into the corner. So if you hoes are trying to stop her flow on getting on the radio, well, goddammit, I'm about to go do me a little podcast. If you don't want to appropriately count the way that her music is streaming, just like the young lady said earlier, well, I'm going to go to an independent site where I can stream my music. You know what I'm saying? She's quick on the draw. She's quick-witted. I'm proud of her. All females need to be supporting her. You can still rock with Cardi, but goddamn, you better recognize when a motherfucking woman has talent and she's beautiful. I don't give a fuck what she got plumped in her ass or titty.
Ooh.
I don't give a fuck. What are those bars like? That's what Auntie Paulette is saying. What are those bars like? Okay. So I'm going to get off the phone. And to
thank
you older rappers, you know what I'm saying, older rappers? Come on, you got to change with the program. I don't want to hear about her age. She's too fucking old. I don't want to hear that. As long as she has talents and she can drop those bars and make those hits, she can keep doing it. And any business person, whether male or female or in between, you have to reinvent yourself or reinvent your business in order to maintain and have longevity. There we go. Drop a bomb.
Thank you.
Auntie Paulette.
Shout out to Auntie Paulette coming through, dropping facts and gems. All right. So if you're just joining the live, we are talking Nicki Minaj. We are talking Drake. We're talking Nicki Minaj, the greatest female rapper of all time. We're talking about, did Drake try to end Nicki Minaj? It's a lot going on. The calling number is 563-999-3658. Let's take another caller. 813-9189, live on the air.
Hey, Armand, I'm calling back. I'm sorry, but I had one more thing that I had to tell everybody.
Okay.
So the past two videos that Nicki Minaj has put out, like Good Form was everything. Hardwired, I feel like it was good too, but Good Form was everything. And if you look at her streaming on YouTube and you calculate and you look, they stop her streams. They stop her streams. Her streams, like the first hour it came out, it was like 100 and 100 and something thousand, and then the next hour it was like 2,000. It was, and you can like, and somebody had made a diagram on their face on their Instagram story showing, but also they said that I guess the owner of Atlantic Records has something to do with YouTube too. So he stops her streams and lets Cardi B's and the City Girls fly through the roof because Good Form should have way more views. So I need that to get to Nicki Minaj. I need that to get to Kyle, whoever can get that Nicki Minaj to find out what's going on there, because that's some bullshit.
Well, here's the thing. This is the only part which I would like to believe that wholeheartedly, but the only reason why I'm kind of iffy on that is because I feel as though Nicki Minaj even has almost 100 million Instagram followers, but can barely get 1 million views on a video. Whereas Cardi B, has 40 million and can get 6-7 million views on her showing her fingernails. It's so interesting to me.
That's what you mean.
Yeah, I just kind of feel as though that maybe Nicki Minaj is not as hot as she used to be. But after this last episode of Cream Radio, I think it's coming back.
You don't think that they're stopping? You don't think that that could be a possibility, though, that the owner of Atlantic Records has something to do with, like, YouTube, too, with the streaming and stuff and, like, stopping her streams?
No, I don't. I don't think that Nicki is that hot as she used to be. I don't think she's as hot as she used to be, so people are not really checking for it as much. I think Cardi B is a hotter artist, not more talented. She's hotter right now.
Right.
Nicki Minaj
is younger.
Yeah, because you got to think about it. Nicki Minaj didn't even sell that many copies of her album. She doesn't even have that many engagements on Instagram. So it's not just YouTube. It would be different if the engagements were crazy with the album sales. If she was in the top 10, Billboard top 10 all the time, or top 5, or she had a number 1 record, but she wasn't having any streams. Or it would be different if, you know, she just had more engagement overall, but she doesn't. So it's hard to say that they're stopping her stuff on YouTube when she doesn't have a lot of engagement, period. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I don't know. I feel like everybody's trying to sabotage her. But
I mean, it could be
talent's
true.
Always going to prevail. Talent is always going to prevail. So Cardi B is going to continue singing these same old songs. Nicki's going to continue to look. Can we just have a freestyle battle?
Yeah,
can we just?
But they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that because that is too telling. And here's the thing. This is what people also need to realize. We are not in the era of talent. We are in the era of popularity, followers, subscribers, and social media. Streams. Like, you got to understand this. Here's the thing. There are so many singers out there that can sing. Really.
Yeah.
But we don't want to hear that shit. Like, nobody wants a singer out there just blowing through the roof. That shit's boring. We want a little vibey, you know, kind of like, we want it to just be smooth. We don't want all the big runs and we don't want the Whitney Houston, Luther Vandross shit right now. Like, we can't vibe to that. We want, like, the Tory Lanez, Bryson Tiller, Jacquees shit, you know? But a person that can really, really sing, they don't even get an opportunity because nobody really wants to listen to them. But does that mean that they're not talented? Absolutely not. It's just, it's not the time or the era for that.
Do you think also looks are included in that as well?
Yes, and we're also in the era, if people, whether you realize it or not, but we are also in the era of the Latina or the Latino.
I believe it, and I agree. Hip hop. Or just not even Latino or Latino, but racially ambiguous, as in you don't know what they are. Because Bruno Mars, he's not black at all, but people assume he's black.
Yeah. And Bruno Mars could make the same song as Chris Brown, but Bruno Mars will get a Grammy for it, and Chris Brown won't even get nominated.
You know how much money Cardi B would have made on that tour with Bruno Mars? It would have been crazy. Mm. It really would have been crazy. But anyways, Team Nicki all
day. Thank
you,
Carla.
I love your channel. Bye.
Make sure you subscribe, bye. All right, let's get into some things. All right, who we got? Who we got next? Who we got next? All right, want to take a few more. All right, let's see who we got. 267-3236, you're live on the air.
Hey, Armand, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hi, how are you? I love your show. Love
Thank
everything
you.
About you. I'm actually a new subby.
Oh, shout
I just
out.
Wanted to weigh in. Hey,
okay.
I'm in the crew now. Yeah, well, I just wanted to weigh in a little bit about the whole Nicki Minaj thing. I get what everybody else is saying about this new dude and this new dude. Y'all have to understand, it's been inside of her. You feel what I'm saying? It's been inside
right.
of her. Yeah, she feel a little bit more comfortable now with this man, but I honestly feel like she shouldn't even need him to push her because she knows she got that shit. She got it. She got
yeah.
it. And all she got to do is go back into where she was. She didn't need nobody. If she went to that fucking booth, stayed in that bitch for a week and gave us old Nicki and dropped that shit, trust me, Zoo Petty or a pet zoo would make a difference to her because she got it inside of her. She has the talent. She really don't need nobody to take it out of her. But, yeah, some good dick will take it out of you. Somebody beside you will make you, you feel me, will make you feel a little bit more confident. But I honestly feel like Nicki had that shit. But it is true. Like, you do see her a lot more confident with she with her team. Like, when she used to be with Cash Money, when she used to be with Drake, she used to be a lot more confident. That's facts. But she has to get into a zone where she's comfortable with herself. She boosts her own self. If that's the case, as soon as the man leaves her, she's going to go back into a hole. She got to get to a place where she knows she got this shit. She knows she got it, and she could do this shit without a nigga or with a nigga. So that's all I'm saying. I'm just saying Nicki got that shit, and that's what I had to say. Big ups to your show, and I'm here.
Thank
I'm listening.
You. All
You're
right. Shout out to
man.
You, bro.
Bye.
Bye. Wow. So we got a few more callers. Well, and then after 5 seconds, nobody else will be able to call in. But we have a lot of callers on the line right now, so we're going to try to get through as many as we can. Okay, 727-4356, you're live on the air. What the fuck's good?
What's up, Armand? It's Albanian. How are you?
Good. What you got?
All right, so I'm listening to everybody kind of just giving their opinion, but I kind of want to give some facts real quick on this whole you know, Nicki and all this Drake-ness. Okay, so if anybody remembers, all the tension actually started when she did the video or the song with Tekashi, the first one, when they did Fifi. About a week, maybe like 3 or 4 days after the, you know, the song and the video was going crazy, you know, and it went viral, her and Drake did a cute little, like, Instagram video, and Drake was like, what's the song called again, Nicki? Fifi? Hee-hee? Or some shit like that. And they were laughing, and, you know, Nicki cut the video. Now, after that happened, you know, Drake was going on tour, and they announced the Migos tour. That happened maybe, what, a month after or so? And that was around the time that Nicki was still fucking around with Quavo. Okay, so it was all like everybody was cool. They were all doing features. You know, her and Offset had the feature in the chamber together. And that's when Motorsport, maybe like 2 or 3 months before that, had come out as well. So it was, we were all speculating around that time, you know, between her and Cardi, but nothing had been official. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you could kind of tell that they were keeping it, you know, inside the bag for the industry. You know, they were trying to make that money because everybody was kind of crossing and involved. So anyways, that was the backstory. Now, what I feel up until this point is once the craziness happened with the album sales between Nicki and Travis Scott, you know, and Nicki called, you know, Kylie and everybody out and all that shit, Drake brought him out on tour that night or the next night when Nicki had called him a bitch nigga or whatever on her podcast, remember? So after, you know, after that argument had happened, he brought him out on tour and then bigged him up on Instagram that night. Never put Nicki's album out, never congratulated her. He had put Lil Baby's album, that first one that came out that night. You know, he brought him out. He was congratulating Travis. He never gave Nicki any respect, any love. So we as real fans, at least, you know, real fans of the music, we noticed that. We knew something was brewing, you know, behind the scenes. So once you saw Meek actually come out and him and Meek apologize to each other, I knew. I was like, that's it. This is done. Because at that point, there was no how can you come back from that? You know what I mean? How do you respect the
right.
person you've been in the same, you know, y'all have had same management, same industry, same record deal. You know, y'all
right.
were on Young Money, Cash Money together. I'll never forget that first tour when he hurt his ankle and Nicki was, you know, going crazy and we all fell in love with her and all of them. And, you know, they had a really beautiful relationship. And I believe Nicki when she said, you know, she never screwed him and all the rumors used to go around. Because I think if she would have gave him the motherfucking cat, he would have been right motherfucking there not crossing her. But because she probably never gave his fuck ass the cat and made him feel some type of way on Barbie Dreams, talking about, I don't know if my pussy wet or if he's crying. You know, I think Drake.
Yeah,
I think
and
it
I
just
think
been,
that's when he really felt some type of way, too. He felt some type
too.
Of way about that.
Me, too. Me too, Armand. I think that's really for him when it was kind of like he always played with the idea like that's my sister, that's my sister. But it was really Nicki that played with that's my brother. He always made it like that's my wife. I would marry her, you know, if, you know, circumstances were different, I'd actually be with her. So I really feel like that's when he kind of got in his feelings and, you know, the separation started happening. She went towards that new crowd. She started fucking with Kanye, remember? Her and Tekashi
yeah.
had the feature, and before it had even been released, everyone knew Kanye was out. And then even on that song, she even approaches Drake, and no one really caught on that she even says to Drake in the Mama song, the feature with her, Kanye, and Tekashi, because not many people, I guess, like Tekashi, but the song she even says straight to Drake, like, you're coming at me basically asking me about Fifi, you know, like talking about me and Tekashi. I think that's when the separation in the sand was drawn. She was like, all right, you're going to fuck with me. You're going to fuck with Cardi. You know, you're going to give these people props, not show me any love. Let me go to the other team. Let me go to Kanye. Let me go to Tekashi. Let me show you what you're doing to me. And I think it was just dead. It just took a while for, you know, us fans and people maybe didn't really know what was going on. It kind of looked like a surprise. Like, wait a minute. You know, we thought they love each other. We thought they were brother and sister. But right when she said, you know, oh boy, and my brother tried to dead me, I knew that. I was just waiting for her to fucking kill it and let us, you know, let everybody know. You know, at this point, I think
yes.
she's got nothing to lose, Armand. You know what I mean? I think she's
yeah,
sick
nothing.
Of it. She's, you know, she's been in this industry so long, Armand. You know, granted, I don't care if she's worth 200, 300 mil. She's earned every penny. You know what I mean? Even when she was with Safari, they used to dog her behind the scene about him, you know, used to call him, you know, ambitious things about, you know, his sexuality. They would still talk about fucking her back in the day, Wayne, all of them, keeping in mind.
Well, she did that to herself because she would call Safari her foreign child. He was like her foreign exchange child. Like she
you're
would,
right.
But
you
Safari,
know, she did
yeah,
that.
Yeah, she would call Safari a bunch of shit. She wouldn't claim Safari.
She
and
did.
Back then, she was still
she
attracted
did.
To Nas. So, but I definitely
for sure.
understand where you're saying as far as Nicki Minaj and Drake. But I want to add to this. I think the key part of this was I feel like Drake's loyalty started to shift. Because if you think about it, Nicki Minaj has always been loyal to Lil Wayne, which is Young Money. Drake
absolutely
is like a drifter. So Drake will go wherever it
always.
Comes. Drake copies people. Drake samples stuff. So quality control
absolutely.
Music is hot right now. So he's like,
absolutely,
fuck Wayne,
Armand.
Fuck Nicki. You guys can't do anything
yep.
for me. I'm over here with QC, Migos, City
absolutely.
Girls, Cardi.
Baby.
That's where it was
at. Yep. Absolutely. And think about it. Everybody, you know, we have such a definition, I think, Armand. We're falsely, I think, when it comes to, you know, not just the music game or actors, just the industry. You know, you're in California. I think you know
yeah.
more than you even tell us sometimes. That's why I love your podcast. I peep game on the things you say. I think if we really, really think about it, Armand, I think that Drake is a true fucking definition of a culture vulture. And I think a lot of people don't really see it. But anytime you have a beautiful young artist, he's blowing up. You know, he's got, let's say, Atlanta on lock. He's got, you know, Orleans on lock. He is the first to sample with him or do a remix with him, you know, or put him on. Even, I mean, any artist you name, he took, it's almost like he takes their soul, he takes their swag, and they're out of there. He did it to X. He did it to, what was his name? Fetty Wap. You know, he did it to all of those young boys, you know?
Yep, if, that's what he does.
I don't
know.
I lost so
much respect
for him.
That's why they like him. I mean, he did it to the Migos, too, because remember, in 2017, the Migos were running it. Everybody was asking, where's Drake?
Hell yeah. So, Culture One was insanity.
So that's why Drake went and teamed up with them, because they're like, because let's be clear, Nicki tried to drop something, it didn't happen. Lil Wayne, he dropped, it's not coming back. Like, it's Drake is moving strategically, so he still remains Drake.
Right.
And everybody else is. Go ahead.
And you're right, because remember at the end of 2016 when him, Nicki, and Wayne did that one song, something about, remember, in the club or whatever, it did numbers, but it didn't do what I think Drake thought. And it was, and sometimes when I, towards the end of their relationship, Armand, maybe you felt the same, it almost felt like Drake felt like, oh, you know, I'm too good for Wayne and Nicki now. It's almost like he felt like a charity case with them. You know what I mean? You could feel it. I didn't, you know, and don't get me wrong, Armand, I'm sure everybody listening, like, we love Drake. I mean, you can't deny what he has done for this culture, but you can't deny what he has took from this culture. And you can't deny who he has kind of turned into. And the real motherfuckers that love music like me, it's pulled me away. Every song I hear, if it was, let's say, 5 years ago, Armand, even 6 years ago, it would be like, mm-hmm. oh, my God, it's amazing. But now we know, I guess, so much about the man, kind of like R. Kelly, you know what I mean? We know about the person now making that music, that it pulls away from that excitement of a new release. Because even Scorpion, let's not get it twisted, it did not do what they expected. It did not do what the record labels thought it was going to do.
Because he's already working on another album.
Absolutely. And keep in mind, it took him 5 years for Scorpion.
The biggest song on that album was In My Feelings, and they thought it was going to be nonstop. Like, no. No, what was it?
You're
no,
right.
It was In My Feelings.
It was In My
Feelings,
wasn't it? Yeah, it was the Mariah Carey sample. It was In My Feelings. The Kiki, right? Are you riding or whatever?
Yeah, In My Feelings. That was the one.
You're right. That was it. It took over. It hit about 2 good months. Ivory did the little viral video. Shiggy did the video. And that was it. And he thought, all right, I'm going to, you know, hit something with this. But it wasn't that. And keep in mind, a lot of you fans don't know either, because I do a lot of research online. This was the last album he had with Young Money. He was already getting a distribution. Yep, he had the Universal distribution with this last album, because, you know, obviously Universal is backhanded with Young Money. They own Young Money. They, you know, pay, obviously, all the distribution. So he already had his foot out the door, Armand. He was like, all right, let me give this last album, you know, to Baby and them, and I'm out. Because I heard they were giving him like $22 million for this, the next 3 to 4 albums with Universal, and he's done with Young Money. So it's always felt like a charity case. But I guess I felt that way, Armand, because I did the research. I paid attention, you know? So I guess I was, like I said, I was able to see behind the scene of what we were really seeing of the facade. And even with Kanye, last thing I'm going to say, I know you got other callers. I love you. Even with Kanye, I know he's been driving that man wild behind the scenes. We just don't see it, you know, and Kanye ain't the best, or, you know, he's not the best person. He makes mistakes. We all make mistakes, but I can say this. I don't give a fuck if you're bipolar, PTSD, anxiety, which I go through. That man has probably tortured that man mentally behind the scenes to the point where he's had to come out and defame himself and look crazy to the rest of us, you know, and you know, Drake and his crew and OVO just laugh at him, you know, making it about a purple, you know, demon purple emoji. It ain't about that. That man has probably threatened him. Every word in, you know, sicko mode with Travis. You know, Drake does, like you said, everything strategic. Drake does everything to make sure his position is held, be it, you know, he knows his age is getting there. You know, he's getting to a certain place, but he involved himself, like you said, in those positions.
All right.
Period.
Thank you, caller.
Thank you, Armand.
Thank you.
I love you. Okay,
love
bye.
All right. Wow. We have got into some things. Yes, we have really got into some things with that one. All right, we're going to take one more caller. 614-0440. You're live on the air.
Hey, Armand. This is Deshaun.
Hey, what's going on?
Nothing. What's going on?
I'm trying to hear what you're talking about.
I don't want to come off as a hater. So first of all, I want y'all to just be with me, okay? Stay with me, you know. But, like, you feel like you're about to go in. But, no, when y'all said, the girl earlier, she said that Scorpion didn't do what the label thought it was going to do. Like, okay. I'm like, well, it was the number two album of the year. So what did y'all thought it was going to do, 10 million? Did they think it was going to do, like, 20 million? It was the number two album of the year.
I'm not sure. I'm not sure what exactly she thought it was going to do. But I think felt it was going to be more hits on there. But they had God's Plan. They had In My Feelings.
Yeah.
And then that was it, though. Replay value. That album doesn't have a lot of replay value. But let's be honest, though. That album sold over 700,000 copies. But listen, it was gonna be the number one album because it was Drake. But it also did have a big push because we were gonna find out if Drake really had a kid or not. And once we realized he admitted that he had a kid on that album, a lot of people were streaming that album because they wanted to see what happened. Because the album before that flopped. I don't know if it was views, though. It was one album that – it was the last album before Scorpion.
Well, you're talking
that
about
did
more,
not do
you're
well.
Talking about more – well, I mean – well, you're talking about the More album. I know you're talking about the one.
Yeah, maybe it's
but,
that
I mean,
one.
It
yeah,
didn't do
I don't
bad.
Know.
Bad. It didn't do terrible. He didn't really push it because it was an EP. It wasn't an album. It was just an EP. But he didn't really push it. Like, you know, it got like Grammy nominations. He didn't go. He didn't send them.
So do you think that he tried to end Nicki Minaj?
I don't. Unfortunately, I don't.
So she's lying.
I think, okay, you know how, like, I can think something and you not necessarily feel the same way? So I'm not going to say that she's lying. I'm just going to say maybe she feels like, based on his move, that he tried to end her, but maybe I just feel like he didn't. I'm going to say this. I know I'm going to sound like a hater and all this. I think Nicki Minaj has a really nasty attitude. I think that Nicki Minaj has come into this game, and I can't lie. I can't lie about Nicki. She destroyed it when she came in. She took female rap to another plateau. I can't ever deny that. But Nicki has such a nasty attitude. I feel like she feels like she's on top of the world. She's all this, I write, I'm the female goat, I write. All of this type of stuff, and I feel like she had that for so long. She was uncontested for so long, and then Cardi came in the game and locked her whole shit up. So now,
it wasn't because Cardi B was good or even better or even on the same level. It was just because a lot of people were tired of Nicki winning and Cardi B came in with a personality. It was a popularity contest at that point. It had nothing to do with talent.
I can't say. Well, see, that's the thing. I'm Team Barty. I'm Barty Gang all day.
Okay.
But I will never say.
Well, let me ask you this. Let's just ask
this.
You think that Cardi B can out rap Nicki Minaj?
No.
Okay. So then there's your answer.
No. But what I would say was you said that there were so many people that wanted Nicki gone. I don't think that that's what it is. I don't necessarily feel that just because a new girl comes into the game, we sick of the old girl, so we go to the new girl. No,
okay.
I don't necessarily think that. I think that Nicki had her run. Just like to the day. Go back to the day when it was Foxy and Lil Kim and all them. Those girls had their day. Then it was over. Then Nicki came into the game. So it wasn't like, oh, we hated Kim, so we get to Nicki now. No, it was just that a new girl came into the game, and a new girl killed it. And I feel like now a new girl is killing it. I don't think that it's, oh, the Nicki hate train or everybody hates Nicki, so we want this new girl, because then everybody would have did that to Iggy Azalea. And Iggy
they tried. They tried. No. Iggy could not handle it. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Iggy is there. You had features with Jennifer Lopez. No, it would not have happened. Iggy could not handle it. She couldn't handle the pressure. She couldn't handle the shade that Nicki was throwing. She couldn't have the pressure of the comparisons. She could not handle. Iggy Azalea can barely handle Danielle Bregoli throwing water on her. Iggy Azalea was not ready. Iggy Azalea is trying to figure her way back into music. Where the fuck is it? Why hasn't Iggy Azalea happened? Because the bitch went and disappeared for 3 or 4 years because she had gave up music because it was too much stress. She can't handle it.
Well, and I would say, Okay, well, let me say this, though. And I would say, Iggy Azalea was a bad example because I feel like Iggy came with two hot songs, and then it was kind of like the album wasn't all that. See, I feel like Cardi B came with a hot song, Bodak. Then she started hitting us with them different, you know, like, you know, Motorsport and the song with G-Eazy and the one with Bruno Mars. And then she hit with her album. So I feel like she was the only girl since Nicki that hit with a song and then followed it up with an album that actually did numbers. So I do feel like Iggy was a bad example then. But
I feel like Cardi B, I don't get into this whole Nicki hate train thing.
I just don't get
well,
it.
Well, the Cardi,
I just don't
the Cardi B thing, Cardi thing is interesting because Cardi B did do, the one thing Cardi B did tap into was the trap sound. There was no female in that trap sound. But other than that, everything else was simply because media, when I'm talking media, I'm talking Charlemagne's, I'm talking influencers, I'm talking Instagram,
mm-hmm.
I'm talking kids that are 25 and under or 24 and under, they related mm-hmm. to Cardi B. They liked her personality mm-hmm. and she had a story. So people automatically wanted her to win. Bodak Yellow, mm-hmm. do you remember when they had a streaming party for Bodak Yellow? People were Cardi B came out in the streaming era. Nicki Minaj came out when you had to go buy albums. Where you had to go mm-hmm. buy albums. Cardi B, I could sit here and play Cardi B on my Apple Music on mute all night long, and she's going to get streamed. So it's just a different thing. We're in a social media era, and it's a popularity contest. That's why Cardi B is younger. Cardi B's story and Cardi B's personality helped her a lot of the way. And so when it comes to these streams and stuff like that, it just is because she has active fans. It's not because she's better and she makes, you know, just that much better music. It's because the people are wanting to stream her music because they want to see her win.
Well, I do feel like at this point she's making better music than Nicki Minaj. But it's I just don't get into the whole Nicki hate train thing. I think that Nicki mm-hmm. is good. She's a rapper's rapper. I will say that. She's a rapper's rapper. But I just feel like she lost something. Now, you even agree with that she's lost
yeah.
something, lately. She's lost something. And
mm-hmm.
I feel like Cardi came in, and she was what I feel like, I'm not going to say what the female game was missing. Okay, well, do you remember, let me play this, do you remember back in the day when there were a lot of different girls? You know what I'm saying? You had Kim, you had Foxy, you had Missy, you had Trina, you had all the
mm-hmm.
different girls. And then it was just Nicki. So I feel like part of that Cardi coming to the top is that we want more than just one girl. We don't want just Nicki. Nicki on every song. Nicki on every hook. Nicki's on every
But think
feature.
About it. But think about
yeah.
but think about it. Okay, let's take Nicki out. We had Remy Ma. Why she didn't happen? There's so many. There's Cash Doll. Why
she didn't
happen?
She wasn't selling.
There,
I don't feel like Nicki. I don't feel like Remy was commercial enough.
Oh, okay.
Remy had the bars. Because you know Remy had bars. I don't care what nobody. Remy got bars for days, but she just wasn't commercial enough. Even before she went to prison, she wasn't
because
commercial
she
enough.
Because she wasn't
light-skinned
or she wasn't racial ambiguous or she wasn't an Afro-Latina?
I don't think I would say that, but if you want to say that, I would say that.
I'm just asking,
because
what's commercial?
I don't think that she's, maybe when she first came out, I feel like she wasn't feminine. Like, when she first came out back in the day with Foxy and Trina and all those, Foxy and Kim were feminine. I feel like Remy was more hard. She had a hard edge when she first came out. And, you know, she was shooting chicks and going to jail and all that type of stuff. I just feel like she was more masculine. So now she has a softer edge. Now she's a mommy and all that type of stuff. But I feel like when she first came out, she was more masculine. She came out with Terror Squad, and, you know, they did the lean back. I think that, you know, hit or whatever. but I just don't feel like she was feminine enough. I just don't. But
all
like
right.
Remy
thank
Ma.
You, caller.
All right.
Thank you.
You're
shout
welcome.
Out to you. All right. We had a good show tonight. We're going to wrap it up here. You know, I just wanted to kind of get into some things. So we kind of got into, you know, Nicki Minaj. We got into Drake. Leave your comments below. Make sure you guys like, share, and most importantly, subscribe to this channel so you guys can get the notifications. Oh, click the notification bell. And when you click the bell, make sure you guys select all notification, okay? Until next time, I just want to say shout out to all of you guys. Thank you guys all for watching. Thank you for supporting the channel. Everybody who donates to my PayPal, Cash App, Super Chat, even viewing this video right now, thank you, because every view, every donation, every Super Chat, everything goes back into the channel so that we can have a great time on live, and I'm here to entertain you. So hopefully you guys love it. I love you. And until next time, I will see you soon. Bye, y'all.